Hey everybody, Colby Minto here with St. Louis Rodent Control Advice Pod, and today's show is called How Can St. Louis Homeowners Seal Their Homes Against Rodent Entry? You know that creepy feeling when you're lying in bed at night and hear tiny feet scurrying inside your walls? For St. Louis homeowners, those unwanted roommates aren't just giving you the willies. They're potentially causing thousands in damage and bringing some serious health concerns into your home. Let's start at ground zero, your foundation. Think of it as your home's defensive wall, but even the tiniest breach can let the enemy forces in. Get down there with a flashlight and look for any gaps bigger than a quarter inch. Mice can squeeze through holes the size of a dime, and rats only need something the size of a quarter. Pay special attention to where utilities enter your home, pipes, cables, that sort of thing. And don't forget those basement window wells. They're like rodent welcome mats if not properly sealed. Now let's move up to the penthouse suite. Rodents are surprisingly good climbers, and they love exploring your roofline and eaves. Check those spots where your roof meets the walls. Any gap there is like leaving your front door wide open. Make sure your chimney has a proper cap, otherwise you're basically running a rodent hotel. And those attic vents? They need sturdy metal screens, not just flimsy plastic ones that mice can chew through like butter. Here's something folks often overlook. You're basically inviting rodents to dinner if you don't address food sources. Lock down those outdoor trash cans like they're Fort Knox. Those cute bird feeders? They might as well be all-you-can-eat buffets for rodents. Keep them at least 20 feet from your house. And if you've got fruit trees or nut-bearing trees, regular cleanup is crucial. One fallen apple is like a rodent billboard advertising free lunch. Let me share a quick story. Last winter, I worked with a South City homeowner who couldn't figure out why mice kept showing up in their laundry room. Turns out there was a gap where the dryer vent met the foundation, about the size of a quarter. We packed it with copper mesh and sealed it with expanding foam. Problem solved. No more uninvited guests. Here's your homework. Grab a flashlight and a quarter and walk your home's perimeter today. Any gap bigger than that quarter is basically a welcome sign for rodents. Get those sealed up pronto, and you'll be well on your way to a rodent-free home. This has been Colby Minto with St. Louis Rodent Control Advice Pod.